You're listening to Izabai. I'm your host, Heather Johnston, and this is episode number 11. Let's get to it with today's topic, travel in Japan. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot Door AI. From translating Japanese menus to using public transport, blowing bubbles in public, and navigating high-tech toilets, here are 37 travel tips for Japan that will be useful to anyone traveling to Japan for the first time. From the top 5 places to visit in Japan to the top 5 things to keep in mind, here is a list of 37 tips and tricks for those who are traveling to China, South Korea, Japan, or even the United States for the first time. Whether you are visiting Japan for the first time or planning a return visit, these Japan travel tips will help you prepare for your trip and make the most of your time in the country. Stay informed about some of the most exciting things you can do and see, as well as the best experiences you can have in Japan. With our Wonder Travel newsletter, we offer a comprehensive list of all the places and things to do in Japan, as well as tips and tricks for the best travel experiences in the country. When it comes to travel, there's an essential app for you, as it's the Bible of train travel in the country. If you plan to visit one of Japan's largest cities, such as Osaka, Tokyo, or Kyoto, it is highly advisable to buy one and give yourself a ticket to fly from Tokyo to Osaka and back in 2 weeks. It may even make sense to combine several passports to cover all travel to Japan. Take a leisurely 2-week train ride from Kyushu to Honshu before returning to Osaka. Tokyo would be a sideshow to ancient Japan, located in the heart of the city, with its old city center and old train station in the center. If you feel a little overwhelmed planning your trip, please read our guide to how to plan a trip to Japan, or use our handy Japan Travel Planner to help you with your preparations. If you are traveling to Japan for the first time, we can help you plan your trip. We recommend the Japan Guide website, which has a lot of helpful information. Want to take a closer look at what to look out for when you are traveling to Japan for the first time? If you are on your first trip to Japan, what should you take with you when you travel through Japan? Before you leave your home country, you can buy the Japan Rail Pass only in Japan and only available to foreigners visiting Japan as tourists. If you travel a lot in the country, the Japan Rail Pass is a good option. Japanese Rail Pass Exchange Service, which you can purchase before you travel to Japan to travel through Japan for free on the first day of your trip or on your return journey. Two things will determine where you go to Japan and the weather you would expect during your stay. One important point to keep in mind is that you should not expect rain when traveling in Japan, so pack a rain jacket, rain pants, and waterproof jacket for the rainy days. Another advantage of traveling through Japan at this time of year is that you are much less busy when you are in popular tourist spots where you would otherwise be part of a huge crowd. With a Japan Rail Pass, you can get a better insight into the whole of Japan and see snowmen bathing in hot springs and visit Hokkaido. Popular activities abroad include Shinkansen riding and the Japanese hotel network. It is impossible to suggest a route for Japan, so I am hereby sharing a 2-week itinerary based on my own travel experience in Japan. If you want more information about where you are going, what you are doing, and what to do in Japan, check out my recommended 2-week tours for Japan, read Abby Denson's amazing Cool Japan Guide, or watch this etiquette video. To help you ease the fear of a first trip to Japan, here are some tips and observations from my first trip to Japan. I think I've managed to compile a pretty good list of Japan travel tips for first-time travelers. If you want a more detailed guide to Japan, if you don't speak the language, you should check out this book. After a fantastic week in Japan, I have a few other things I would like to make a Japan travel tip list. Here is a short summary of my 16 days in the country where I visited Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, Nagoya, Fukuoka, Saitama, Tokyo, and Osaka. If you are planning to travel to Japan, check out the coronavirus section to find out what you need to know about the local coronavirus. This very helpful website explains various means of transport in Japan, which I can highly recommend when planning a holiday in China or Japan. Episode 11 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Heather Johnston. Adios. Podbot Door AI.